Okay, let's call this meeting to session. Okay, I welcome everyone back. I think today was supposed to be more controversial, but I think a lot of stuff got worked out. Let me see, how do we do this? We call this bill up? Oh, I'm sorry. We got a couple minutes that we had to approve from the last couple meetings. Representative Norton moves.
I would like to move the minutes. Here.
Can we do both at the same time? We're going to do both at the same time.
I would like to move both minutes.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, ayes have it. Minutes approved. What are we doing next? Okay, we're going to take Bill 1189 off the table. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a physical therapy bill from last year, and we've done some work on it in the interim, and I believe there's general comfort with it moving forward. What I'd like to do is if someone could move the DE7 amendment. I think that's what it is.
Representative Finster will move the DE amendment. Did we move the bill first? Representative Finster also moves the bill. All in favor of moving the bill? Signify. Okay. It's been a while. Sorry. Okay. Let's take a vote on taking off the table. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Then Representative Finster moves the DE amendment. DE7? Those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. Okay. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to run through what the DE7 amendment does, kind of relative to where it was left last year. If you turn to page 2, lines 2.9 to 2.20 is the first section. It includes an extension of the 30-day period to a 90-day period, but as you recall from the last amendment last year, I believe the sunset provision was taken out, and that's not put back in the bill. So it's a 90-day period. We've added language, which is really more of a technical correction, to add advanced practice nursing as part of it, which was a board suggestion, and that just is to make things consistent with current practice, that there are advanced practice nurses that work in these clinics that refer to physical therapists. And then the last, the change is in the last lines there, 2.18 to 2.20, which allows for a physical therapist to continue treating someone where the treatment relates to prevention, wellness, education, or exercise. And that's some language that was from a while ago before we kind of got into this most recent iteration, last spring's iteration of the bill. The second change is in lines 2.21 to 2.26, and that's language that was agreed to last year about supervision, and that has not changed since last year. And then the other change is on lines 2.27 to 2.30. There was some discussion last year about this issue of whether the physical therapist had to consult with the referring doctor. We are just keeping the original language so that consultation relationship would continue. And I think that's really all the changes from the bill last year. It also includes this report back on January 15, 2010. So if there's any questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Aber?
Thank you. Just a comment, then I have a question. Just to the whole bill, I want to commend the author. There are three authors of this, members in this room that have had the joy of working with this bill. And we're really happy, speaking on behalf of at least two of us here who's not speaking yet. I think we're happy this has gotten, on behalf of you two, I think it's nice that it can work, get worked out. I respect the honorable compromise that's gone on by many sides of this to create this product. And I have no amendment to offer. I just have a couple questions. I'm going to vote for the bill. Is there a representative of the Physical Therapy Board here that I can ask a question of? Yeah, if she could, Mr. Chair, if it's okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. Questions. I didn't coach her. I was going to ask these questions. But
state your name for the record and you may.
Stephanie Lunny, Executive Director from the Board of Physical Therapy.
Ms. Lunny, welcome back. Yeah, and I know you've been following this along quite a bit too, and there's just two areas which I think that at some point the board will attend to, and I just wanted to, you might have thought of it, but you hadn't. If you hadn't, I want to just raise the points, and then internally you can do that. There are a couple terms that are in the bill that aren't defined anywhere in the bill, which at some point a board would develop a common usage for those terms and then rulemake about that, which would be my suggestion at some point. And I just mentioned to talk to some of the therapists about that earlier, but I don't have a memo. I'm not trying to mess with the agreement. Where's it talk about wellness? And oh, yeah, on page 5. The top of the page, lines 5.1 and 5.2. the terms prevention, wellness, education, and exercise, some of those are really clearly understood terms. Prevention and wellness might be a broader term that might, at some point, after you discuss it internally with your board, you might decide to clarify that just so that people know. And some of those terms seem so obvious to us, and we have an intent, and all the parties in the agreement had an intent. And part of why you do that, having done more licensure work than anybody, this is just the want part of me now coming out. For a chiropractic bill, I'd tell them the same thing. Just, you know, this is nothing specific to this matter. But the reason you have licensure laws aren't for the top 5%. They aren't for the middle 50%. They're for the bottom 1-5%, who are the ones that cause you all your headaches. Every board has headaches from those bottom couple percent. And so to create a fence to keep them on the track, and so that if you need a reason to discipline somebody for going beyond the intent of the law, then you have the tools to do that. And so do you want to react to that at all? Is that something you would think about?
I certainly will bring that back to the board and have them discuss it both in legislative committee and at the board level.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for it.
No, that's the only answer I wanted. Mr. Chair, that's the only answer I was... I didn't coach you on this, though. And so I caught you by surprise. And this is a very charged bill, and so I'm just trying to have a little chat, and we're almost done, I think, when I finish, probably. And the second thing is just a comment, and I was talking to one of the lobbyists about the... I think it's in two places in the bill, but it's mentioned once on lines 5.9 to 5.12 about the oversight part. As a person who was once 1 year and a day in practice, when I got out of my schooling, I thought I really had things figured out. After a year, I realized I really didn't know anything, and I had a lot to learn. And there's a very definite art that goes on, which is linear or exponential, depending upon how the learning curve goes. So at a five-year, anybody is far better than a one-year licensee, and a 10-year version is better than the five, and 40 is really all about, they've probably forgotten some things, maybe. So the 10-year is a good number, but there may be some number, and so the question I have for you is not, I mean, you can go talk about that, but if you chose to change that to a more strict number, are you allowed to rulemake to make that 2 years, do you think? That's what I was told, that would be a possibility if you so chose to do that.
I've never heard this question. I've never thought about that question.
All right.
Again, you can have an answer for you.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's not meant to be a tough interrogation. Just asking the question. And so, but just as you may decide that 1 year and a day is not a lot of oversight, and I don't know, the oversight isn't my issue anyway. So I'm just raising it as a policy point, which you can. I'm not going to ask any more questions. So I've put you on the spot long enough. But I, with those just comments to the board, which I think is the right direction to take my comments. In a public forum, then I I want to commend you for your work in helping this compromise to come along. And thank you for being under the scrutiny of my questions. And, Mr. Chair, I think it's a good amendment, and I hope that we can move this this amendment and this bill forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good. Representative Norton.
Thank you, Chantel. I just want to offer my sincere thanks to the author of the bill and to the folks, the physical therapists, who worked so hard on this for the last year. As a freshman legislator who was new, walking into one of my first committees, I did have some concerns. I didn't have the history that a lot of the rest of you did. And so I raised those concerns, and they were addressed, and I want to thank you for taking the extra year and coming to a compromise. So thank you.
Thanks, Dick. Since
that's fine, Mr. Chair. I've been called worse. I just want to take a quick second to also thank Representative Thiessen for his hard work, but more importantly, thank the folks that are in the audience here. They've been some of the greatest people to work with in the 6 years that I've been here. The most patient, organized, committed, hardworking folks that have really come together for a good cause, and you know, something that I think they've came a long way from where we started, that's for sure. There's been a lot of opposition on this bill over time, but they've really been committed to getting it done. And I also want to thank the lobbyists that have worked on this issue, because you've been a great resource to us, and it's kind of neat to see where we're at today. So congratulations, Representative Thiessen.
Okay, any more? Oh, Representative Bunn.
Representative Bunn's going to be very brief for once, Chair. I'm going to say ditto to Representative Stinstead and Norton on this, because it, as a first year as well, it was a real learning experience. I've enjoyed working with everyone to learn more about these issues, and commend you all for the Stigles and Bunn author for bringing this to us at this time in this compromised fashion. Thank you.
You have any more representation?
No.
Wow. I mean, a lot of kumbaya first day. That's pretty good. I renew the motion to send this bill to. We gotta vote the. We gotta vote on this amendment first, and then.
We did. We put the bill in order.
Okay. Well, this is new for me. We're gonna vote. This vote is to send this bill to the HHS policy. Health Human Service Policy. So, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it.
Thank you, everybody.
Meeting adjourned.